This audio presentation is the teaching of Pastor Scott Sharoma of New Hope East Hawaii. This message entitled A Free Gift was delivered on December 23rd, 2018. Here now is Pastor Scott.
Amen. Thank you, John and Amy. Good morning, New Hope. Merry Christmas. Oh, I hope you power your Christmas shopping. Silence. I see heads going like this. Yes, we pal Christmas shopping. We had a couple hands. Good for you. The rest of you, I will be praying for you. It's a wonderful time. And thank you, Amy, for sharing. That's, you know, Christmas can be stressful, you know, for buying gifts for, you know, what do they want? What do you buy? You know, my wife is like, she has me. Yeah, wrong already. She's not here, so I can always talk about her when she's in the nursery. I know you guys are going to tell her what I said, but it's okay. Oh, what a beautiful time of year. We're just enjoying the season. Hey, I got something. I got a gift here. Anybody want it? It's free. One condition, maybe two conditions. You got to open it up here. That's one condition. And the other one is maybe you would like to share. Any takers? Any takers? Okay, come up here. Come up here. Yay, Becky, come up here. This is for you. Okay, you stay right there. Because you know what? I got another one. Anybody? Any takers? Any takers? Come on. Genesis. You know Genesis. She's very smart. You ask her any question about the Bible, she will give you the right answer. Yay! And guess what? I got one more. Last one. Any takers? Free. Absolutely free. What's up, man? Come on. It's not like it's my BVDs or anything. Okay, come. Absolutely free. Come, Auntie, right here. Merry Christmas. Come right up here. And you get to go and open it in front of everybody. And if you want to share, that's up to you. Okay, go ahead. Open it up. Oh. So everybody's going to see her after church, and they're going to... So... Yay! You can tell what I like, yeah? Okay, yes, you may go sit down. Thank you for helping me out with that. You know, this illustration, it tells us that sometimes we have trouble, you know, believing that we can get something for free. And sometimes, you know, like, it was a free gift. You think you would all trample down up here and go come and get it. But you guys are like, maybe there's a catch to it. Or they have trouble believing that, why would somebody give me a free gift? You know, when I travel, I always bring stuff with me from Hawaii. And I give them to the people on the airplane. And I give them people at the hotel room or the rent-a-car place where I check in. And they look at me, it's like, why are you giving me this free gift? You know, I didn't do nothing for you. Well, that's what I do. I'm from Hawaii, and I shared aloha. And I said, you know, and then they ask, one of the first questions I always get back is, do I have to share? It's like, well, shame on you. Well, it's up to you. I gave it to you, you know. But sometimes when I give it to the steward or the stewardess, I said, this is for you and your crew. And so they say thank you. But sometimes... people, you know, if somebody was to say, here's a free gift for you, like, kind of like, what's the catch? Or, you know, it's hard sometimes for us to believe that we could get something for nothing. It's a gift. It's free. And we have trouble understanding these things. And when God sent Jesus to earth, it was a gift. And sometimes we have problems or we have issues of understanding why, you know, why do I deserve this? I don't deserve it. And sometimes when we offer this gift and it was like, why wouldn't you want it? And kind of like, you know, it's a gift. Just take it, right? So this morning we're going to be talking about that, about the gift. And number one, who wants a free gift? I think we all want that free gift. Amen? Romans, and if you have your Bibles, you can open up to the book of Romans. Romans is in the New Testament. Matthew, Mark, Luke, John, Acts, and Romans. And beginning in Romans 6, verse 23, the wages of sin is death. But the free gift, and if you have your Bibles, underline free gift, of God is eternal life in Christ Jesus our Lord. It's a free gift, okay, that we find in Jesus Christ. For each and every one of us here, we are free to choose between two masters. Okay? We are free to choose between two masters, God or the world or the devil. Okay? And that's a choice we make. But we are not free to adjust the consequences of our choice. Each of these two masters pays with its own different type of currency. The currency of sin is eternal death, separation from God. And that's all we can hope to expect in a life without God. Christ's currency pays it new life, life with God, begins on earth, continues forever with God in heaven. What choice have we made? What choice will we make? We have choice between two masters, God or the devil. So number two, who has sinned? Who has sinned? Well, if you go down to back to Romans 3:23, it says, for all, and you might want to underline that word all have sinned and fall short of the glory of God. We all have sinned. We all fall short of the glory of God. You know, sometimes we look at sins, some may be bigger, more obvious than others. The consequences are much more serious. Murder, for example, seems to be worse than hatred. Adultery seems worse than pride. But this does not mean that because we only commit a little sin, we deserve eternal life. All sin makes us sinners. All sin cuts us off from our holy God. All sin, therefore, leads to death. They disqualify us from living with God. And regardless of how great or how small we may think it is, we cannot minimize or little sins overrate big sins. They all separate us from God. But the good news, they all can be forgiven. 1 John 1:9 says that if we confess our sins, he is faithful and just to forgive us our sins and cleanse us from all unrighteousness. That's really good news. You might want to write that down. That's 1 John 1:9. So number three, how do I get this gift? How do I get this gift? Well, if you're in Romans, turn to chapter 10. Romans 10, 9 and 10. That if you confess with your mouth that Jesus is Lord and believe in your heart that God raised him from the dead, you will be saved. For it is with your heart that you believe and are justified, and it is with your mouth that you confess and are saved. Have you been ever asked by someone, how do I become a Christian? Well, those scriptures right there give you some of the answers. Have you ever thought, how do I become a Christian? These verses give you that beautiful answer. Salvation is as close as your own lips and your heart. Sometimes people think it's complicated, but it's not. If we believe in our heart and we say with our mouth that Christ is the risen Lord, we will be saved. And that's it, the free gift. Well, who needs this gift? You know, to tell you the truth, the whole world needs this gift. All of us need this gift. We all need it. The sad part about it is not everybody wants it. A lot of people reject God. And they don't want to accept it. They don't want to receive it. They want to confess. And, you know, like I said, that's the choices we have. But whether we choose God or we don't, we cannot make any adjustments to the consequences that comes with not accepting him or accepting him. Man has that two options, trust in the Son or reject the Son. And unbelief is a tragic ignorance, but it's also willful disobedience. And to those, Matthew 25, 46, these will go away into eternal punishment. But the righteous, those who accept him, will into eternal life. You know, I mean, it's sad to think about eternal punishment and being forever separated from God in a place of torment and punishment after death for those who refuse to repent. And we wish no one to go there. And the Bible says that God does not wish that none, that any should perish. That's why he sent this free gift of Jesus Christ so that we can come back, we can have a way to come back to God. In Luke 2, 9 through 11, it says, "And an angel of the Lord suddenly stood before them, and the glory of the Lord shone around them, and they were terribly frightened." I guess the angels back then weren't these pretty little things with wings. They must have been pretty intimidating because the angel, you know, said, "Fear not." But the angel said to them, "Do not be afraid, for behold, I bring you good news of great joy, which will be for all the people, not just some, but all. For today in the city of David there has been born for you a Savior who is Christ the Lord." Now, if you receive Jesus as your Lord and Savior, this is the most joyous time of the year. If you haven't, then it can be, because salvation is as close as your lips and your heart. And it can be the best time of your life, the best season, if you choose Jesus. But for some who don't want to, then, well, hopefully they get this opportunity again. The thing is, this free gift, there is a shelf life on it. And the shelf life is not on Jesus, but the shelf life is on us, asking him to be our Lord and Savior. Because the moment we die without Christ, this offer expires. Once we die, we can no longer confess with our mouth, call on the name of the Lord. My dear family, we have so many out there that need this free gift. And we get Christmas Eve, and we get Christmas gifts to pass out. And if you need help with any of these things, you know, let us know. I brought a whole bunch of these yes booklets for those of you who said yes to Jesus Christ. You might want to take one of these. Or you might want to grab one. I think I got like 80 or 90 or so, maybe even 100. And I got some up here. But if you want to take one of these and include it in your Christmas gift, please do so. I also have some Bibles that we have left over from our Bible sale. They're $37 if you need a gift for a Bible that really is simple. Those of you who bought those Bibles, you know how easy it is to understand. I mean, they're so super plain English, local style. We can understand it. When I read that Bible, the light went on. It's like, wow, I can actually understand it. Not because it's written in like fifth grade English, but because I'm not smarter than a fifth grader, all right? But it's really great, and it's available for you. Just come see me after service. These yes booklets are at the table, so just grab them. And because I want to make sure that Every opportunity is taken this season to give and offer this free gift to your family and your friends, even if they didn't come to church. But I want them to be able to get this free gift. Amen?
Amen.
And let's bow our heads and pray. Dear Heavenly Father, we thank you so much that you have offered us this free gift of Jesus Christ, that we could come to you and accept this free gift and have a place in heaven with you, a wonderful place, that we would make the choice, Lord, between the two masters, and we would choose you over Satan, the enemy, that we would choose you as our Lord and Savior. We would choose to worship you, to serve you, the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords. So, Lord, this season, as we pass out gifts, let us include things that would lead them to you, because it is as close as our lips and our hearts, the eternal salvation that you have offered to us as this gift. So, Lord, we thank you so much for giving this gift. We pray in Jesus' name. Amen.
Every who down in Whoville liked Christmas a lot, but the Grinch who lived north of Whoville did not. The Grinch hated Christmas, the whole Christmas season. He didn't know God loved him. That was the reason.
They're not ready.
Every who down in Whoville liked Christmas a lot. But the Grinch, who lived north of Whoville, did not. The Grinch hated Christmas, the whole Christmas season. He didn't know God loved him. That was the reason. He thought that Christians' heads weren't screwed on just right. He thought they were crazy and looked for a fight.
God doesn't love me. And God doesn't care. Hypocritical Christians keep their hands in the air. Worshiping Jesus, who doesn't exist, is just an excuse to buy shiny new gifts.
I think that the real reason, the one most of all, was that the Grinch's heart was two sizes too small. Broken and battered as years had gone by, with him thinking that Jesus was all just a lie. But whatever the reason, the presents or ruse, he stood there on Christmas Eve, hating the Who's, staring down from his cave with a sour, grinchy frown at the warm, lighted windows below in their town. For he knew every Who down in Whoville beneath was busy now hanging a mistletoe wreath.
And they're setting up presents.
He sneered with a sneer.
Tomorrow is Christmas. It's practically here.
Then he growled with Grinch fingers nervously drumming.
I must find a way to stop Christmas from coming.
For tomorrow, he knew, all the Who girls and boys would wake bright and early. They'd rush for their toys. And then, oh, the noise, 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 noise. That's one thing he hated, the noise, 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 noise. Then the Who's, young and old, would sit down to a feast. And they'd feast and they'd feast and they'd feast and they'd feast. They would feast on Who pudding and rare Who roast beast, which was something the Grinch couldn't stand at the least. And then they'd do something he liked least of all. Every Who down in Whoville, the tall and the small, would stand close together with church bells ringing. They'd stand hand in hand, and the Who's would start singing. They'd sing, and they'd sing. They'd sing, 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 sing. And the more the Grinch thought of this Who Christmas sing, the more the Grinch thought,
I must stop this whole thing. Why for 53 years I've put up with it now? I must stop Christmas from coming, but how?
Then he got an idea, an awful idea. The Grinch got a wonderful, awful idea.
What a great Grinchy trick. With this coat and this hat, I'll look just like St. Nick. All I need is a reindeer.
The Grinch looked around, but since reindeer are scarce, there was none to be found. Did that stop the old Grinch? No, the Grinch simply said,
If I can't find a reindeer, I'll make one instead.
So he called his dog Max. Then he took some red thread and he tied a big horn on the top of his head. Then he loaded some bags and some old empty sacks on a ramshackle sleigh, and he hitched up old Max.
Giddy up, Max, pull the sleigh on down toward the homes where the Whos lay a snooze in their town.
All their windows were dark. Quiet snow filled the air. All the Whos were all dreaming sweet dreams without care when he came to the first little house on the square.
This is house number one.
The old Grinchy claws hissed, and he climbed to the roof, empty bags in his fist. Then he slid down the chimney, a rather tight pinch. But if Santa could do it, then so could the Grinch. He got stuck only once for a moment or two. Then he stuck his head out of the fireplace flue where the little Whose stockings all hung in a row.
These stockings, I say, are the first things to go. These people say they're Christmas, they say that they try. Then why do they argue, steal, blaspheme, and lie? They do what they want every Saturday night, then wake up on Sunday and think they're all right. This season right here is the perfect example of how greedy they are. Just look at this sample.
Then he slithered and slunk with a smile most unpleasant around the whole room, and he took every present. Pop guns and bicycles, roller skates, drums, checkerboards, tricycles, popcorn, and plums, and he stuffed them in bags. Then the Grinch very nimbly stuffed all the bags one by one up the chimney. Then he slunk to the icebox. He took the Who's feast. He took the Who pudding. He took the roast beast. He cleaned out that icebox as quick as a flash. Why, the Grinch even took their last can of Who hash.
I have stuffed all the food up the chimney, yippee, and now it is time to stuff up the tree.
And the Grinch grabbed the tree, and he started to shove when he heard a small sound like the coo of a dove. He turned around fast and then noticed a pair of little Who girls who should not have been there.
What's going on here? They should be a snoozing. This is so confusing. I'll creep a bit closer and see what they're doing.
But the Grinch couldn't believe the sight he was viewing. The two little girls were kneeling by their beds, but visions of sugar plums weren't in their heads. Instead, they were praying.
Praying, oh dear, I must blink my eyes and it'll all disappear. Little kids are not thankful, they're full of disgrace. Oh well, while I'm here, I'll just grab that vase.
But he paused as he heard one little girl squeak, and he listened for the voice, quiet and weak.
And one more thing, Jesus, we've already prayed, thanking you for all the great things you have made, thanking you for dying and being our Savior, and ask that you forgive all our misbehaviors. But if we may, we have one more request. It's the Grinch, dear Lord. I'm sure you have guessed. Some people say he's no good. He's a mean mischief maker. A scoundrel, a villain, a deadbeat, a taker. And others say he's no good. He's a mean mischief maker. He's a scoundrel, a villain, a deadbeat, a taker. Some say he doesn't know you, Lord, but others say he used to, but then grew bored. Or maybe he's confused and doesn't understand your grace, your mercy, your compassion so grand. Help his eyes to be open, his spirit to grow, so that he may have the same love we already know.
The Grinch paused for a moment, then coughed a deep voice.
So this Grinch has a choice?
The girls looked around, but they didn't see anyone. So that mean Grinchy Claus decided to have fun.
Don't look around. I'm up here. It's me, God. I've been listening to you talk as you pull and you prod. The Grinch's business is his own, as is yours, can't you see? And if you're praying for more presents, you're barking up the wrong tree.
The tiny Who daughters were unsure of what should be said, so they quickly said, Amen. The Grinch looked around with a smirk on his face, and he started to make his way out of that place. The last thing he took was the log for their fire. Then he went up the chimney himself, the old liar. On their walls, he left nothing but hooks and some wire. And the one speck of food that he left in the house was a crumb that was even too small for a mouse. Then he did the same thing to the other Who houses, leaving crumbs much too small for the other Who's mouses. It was quarter past dawn, all the Who's still abed, all the Who's still a snooze when he packed up his sled, packed it up tight with their presents, the wrappings, the ribbons, the tags, the tinsel, the trappings. 3,000 feet up the side of Mount Crumpet, he rode with his load to the tip-top to dump it.
Poo-poo to the Who's.
He was grinchously humming.
They're finding out now that no Christmas is coming. They're just waking up. I know what they'll do. Their mouths will hang open a minute or two. Then the Who's down in Whoville will cry out, boo-hoo. That's a noise I must say, I must hear.
So he paused, and the Grinch put his hand to his ear, and he did hear a sound rising over the snow. It started out low, then it started to grow. But the sound wasn't sad. Why, this sound sounded merry. It couldn't be so, but it was merry, very. He started down at Whoville. The Grinch popped his eyes. Then he shook. What he saw was a shocking surprise. Every Who down in Whoville, the tall and the small, was singing without any presents at all. He hadn't stopped Christmas from coming. It came. Somehow or other, it came just the same. Thank you, dear Lord, for your gifts from above. You sent down your Son full of goodness and love, and through him you've shown us a better way of living, a way to eventually join you in heaven. And the Grinch, with his Grinch feet ice cold in the snow, stood puzzling and puzzling.
How could it be so? It came without ribbons, it came without bags, it came without packages, boxes, or bags.
And he puzzled 3 hours till his puzzler was sore. Then the Grinch thought of something he hadn't before.
Maybe this season doesn't come from a store. Maybe Christmas perhaps means a little bit more.
And what happened then? Well, in Whoville, they say that the Grinch's small heart grew 3 sizes that day. He bowed his head and offered a prayer. The Grinch found salvation right then and there. And the minute his heart didn't feel quite so tight, he whizzed with his load through the bright morning light, and he brought back the toys and the food for the feast, and he himself, the Grinch, carved the roast beast.
So if anyone here wants what I found, grab Pastor Scott and come right on down.
Thank you.
Stay there. Stay there. Stay there. And the rest of the youth, come up. This is a gift from our youth and our children's ministry to all of you. I'm going to leave them up here. So after we're done, you guys can come up here with your cameras and take pictures and do all that nice stuff. But before that, I want to ask you to bow your heads and close your eyes. If you want that free gift that we talked about, I'm going to pray with you now. And if you want it, pray that prayer with me. It goes like this, with your heads bowed and your eyes closed. Heavenly Father, thank you for Jesus. I repent of my sins, and I turn to you. Come live in me. Change me. Cleanse me. Make me the person you want me to be. I receive you, Jesus, as my personal Lord and Savior. With your heads bowed and your eyes closed, if you prayed that prayer for the first time, would you hold up a hand? Anybody out there want to pray for you? God bless you over there. Anybody else? Anybody else? All right, you may put your hands down. Thank you, Lord, for that gift of Jesus Christ, the gift of Christmas. We are so grateful that we get to do this. And Lord, I pray that as we go out and celebrate Christmas, that we would give gifts, even if it's just a scripture, but we would give it in love, and that it would all point to you because you loved us and you gave first. We thank you so much. We pray in Jesus' name. Amen. Thank you, Jesus. Hey, so we still have more children out there, but these are our children and our youth. They are so precious. They are the future of the church. And if you feel like you want to serve them in the next year by doing Sunday school once a month, let us know. We'd love to bring you aboard and help you and equip you to teach, to lead, to pour out into them. Amen? Amen. God bless you all. So you can come up and take pictures and claim your children, but be safe.
You've been listening to Pastor Scott Sharoma of New Hope East Hawaii. New Hope East Hawaii meets each Sunday at 9 a.m. at Christian Liberty Academy, 16-675 Milo Street in Keau, Hawaii. For more information, call us at 808-936-6651 or visit www.newhopeeasthawaii.com.